Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here, yes, with the Faith and Freedom Show, going to talk about the issues of the day on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. As I said sort of just before going to the break, is the Social Security Act. I found this on a website of a friend. Again, they've got a legal practice, law practice up near the Washington, D.C. area, involved in a whole lot of things. Writs of certiorari going to the U.S. Supreme Court, things like that. They're kind of busy with that kind of stuff. They don't get down in the weeds of district or municipal courts or anything like that. They've got a paper from an organization that sent in basically a charge to the current president of the United States as he was taking over this office that he would stand against some secret agreements being made by the former president, and he was making some international agreements with Mexico. These kind of closed-door meetings, it wasn't public. A lot of people didn't know what was going on, but it's this thing that's referring to, and those of you who are a retired person, and in fact, I'm going to go up, this is page 43 or 46 of this declaration. It says, to the presidential transition team in regarding to Social Security immigration reform measures. This is the TSCL. We'll be talking about that. It's a retired person, seniors, veterans, and folks like that. So if you're in the retirement community interested in this thing, I want you to listen up. This is going to be important to you. TSCL petition in support of Social Security protection and in opposition to Bush administration's United States-Mexico totalization agreement. Totalization agreement. What's a totalization agreement? I sent an email to one of the lawyers on this team, and I didn't mention this totalization agreement. I was talking to him about many other cases that are before the federal courts that you're not seeing in the news. Once in a while, they show up and on something extreme like Fox News or CNN or something like that. Every now and then it slips out, and somebody will interview one of these guys on these things. But I checked their website, and this is interesting. It's totalization. And they're going to argue to the incoming president about why this proposed U.S.-Mexico totalization agreement with regard to Social Security program and its trust funds, why it should not be entertained by the current administration or anybody else. So this is the United States-Mexico totalization agreement negotiated and signed by the Bush administration but never submitted to Congress, is in need of renegotiation and amendment. Ooh, if put into effect, it currently stands, this unwise and unfair agreement would drain funds away from the Social Security trust funds set up to provide benefits to American senior citizens, as well as to all present and future generations of the American people who have contributed to the fund and who have reasonably relied upon Social Security system to supplement their savings and investment in their retirement years. Now, I will tell you that I chastise people often for getting into the weeds. Congress right now is getting into the weeds of what I lovingly call as medical martial law, where they're going to make a medical police state, where you can't go to the doctor without being policed on your financial responsibilities toward global socialist health care. And it sounds extreme, sounds like I'm anti this. What I'm just telling you, this is a bit of information that isn't being conveyed to you a certain way. Now, if you want to embrace it, that's fine. That is just beautiful. But the problem is, most people don't know this is going on. Most people that I talk to don't really understand it. Had a talk with a pastor the other day, and he mentioned something. I said, well, didn't you know what's going on? He goes, no, tell me. So I just quoted the healthcare bill. Or the first one, the one that came in to Congress. And right now it's being juggled around so many ways. It's kind of like the shell game right now. So nobody's really sure where the pea is, which pod is the pea in. But what I'm going to do is shine some light on what's going on so that you'll be aware of it. And I'm chastising Congress right now, just those people in Congress, not the Congress, but the people. The people that are going to avoid, avert, and to check every dangerous innovation. And my chastisement to them, my admonishment, is to don't argue about the weeds. As soon as they get you in the weeds arguing over the details of what is bad and make things not so bad, what you've done is you've just partnered with them to institute medical martial law. You've jumped off the balance beam of truth on the justice scale, and you've gone halfway to wrong. See, if you're standing on truth and right and that which is just, and somebody who is corrupt and doesn't understand justice, if they get you to meet them halfway, guess what you are? You're off the scale. You are tipping over into injustice. So that's what I say is don't get involved in the weeds. Here are these people arguing over the weeds. What's happening is what was instituted in 1932 or 33, and 32 actually, is coming back to bite people. It's coming back to bite them. That's what's happening. It's coming to fruit. They're seeing the evidence of the catastrophe that was designed, that was a promise. It was a covenant of corruption that was set for our society, and it was instituted by a government agency entity with the complicit approval of those citizens of the United States at the time. Now, that's my monologue analysis of the Social Security. But what's happening here is this totalization agreement. Mr. If you read through this, what you'll find is, and this is a 46-page document, what you'll find is Mr. Bush was making an agreement with Mexico to basically, essentially, make those of Mexico eligible for United States Social Security. Didn't matter which side of the border you're on. And I guess if you're in Mexico, you would then be eligible for Mexican Social Security. So I guess you would get pesos. Now, have you heard me say that there is a global socialist revolution going on? That's what we're seeing before our very eyes. That the current president of the United States got the Nobel Peace Prize, bless his heart. But what I saw was comments, just adoration, just kind of whoa, just kind of awe toward the guy who's currently saying things that are inspiring people not only here but around the globe to just embrace this this kind of the dawning of the age of Aquarius or something like that. So, you know, it's just kind of creepy stuff. And so if you're concerned about your Social Security, well, I think this is just one of those things. If you look at it, you realize, hey, something's going on. Somebody's not looking out for my best interest. Is it possible that maybe somebody didn't necessarily have my best interest in mind when they started this thing from the very beginning? Well, when I scroll down the appendix of this document, this United States Totalization Agreement, you know what I found out? There's a totalization agreement with Italy, with Germany, Switzerland, Belgium, Norway, Canada, United Kingdom, Sweden, Spain, France, Portugal, Netherlands, Austria, Finland, Ireland, Luxembourg, Greece, South Korea, Chile, Australia, Japan, Denmark, Czech Republic, Mexico. Not yet submitted to Congress. The only one there, Mexico, was not yet submitted to Congress. But there's a totalization agreement that effectively is saying it's not just you're paying into this Social Security thing. Right? And part of Social Security is Medicare, right? The United States, Italy, Germany, Switzerland, Belgium, Norway, Canada, United Kingdom, Sweden, Spain, France, Portugal, Netherlands, Austria, Finland, Ireland, Luxembourg, Greece, South Korea, Chile, Australia, Japan, Denmark, Czech Republic have the socialized medicine, don't they? We are not ponying up, folks. We are not bellying up to the bar. We're not anting in on the what looks to be a global, international socialist program that is being instituted in large part by healthcare. It's kind of harsh that I look back and I look on Franklin Delano Roosevelt and that administration and what was going on there. And because people had fear rather than faith, that they were kind of And idolatry, I would say one of the things that I really want to challenge people, and they get mad at me. They think I'm being anti-Christian if I challenge them and say, you know, you got to stop being so much of getting involved in Americanism. See the ism on the end of it? And you don't want to be patriotism because there's socialism and all the isms that become a religious passion that basically takes your loyalty away from Almighty God, for whom and to whom you owe your total allegiance, even whether or not you think we came from an amoeba. And the problem is, when you start getting caught up in the ism, you lose track of the reference. And that's what I'm trying to do here, is just a total weird nut on this Liberty Works Radio Network, my particular show, which is edgy just to all kinds of people. Just tick, there's a point where people love me and hate me at the same time all over the place. Is as I get back to this reference, I say, well, what is, we talk about things on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong. Of course, a constitutional basis. If it's not in the Constitution and you're doing it, it's lawlessness. You're being inspired or embracing a relationship with the lawless one. If there's, and I'm going to tell you what I talked about in the post office today. We're talking about my post office shutting down, and we're talking to the postal guy in there, and he's explaining they're going to have these public opinion periods that's just required to do, but they're just ignoring what you're saying. Hey, they plan on doing whatever they're going to do. And I said, you know what we need to do? Right now, Congress is instituting medical martial law to sweep across America, and I'm sure it's actually probably going to set the pace for other countries that aren't quite even up to that pace. We'll see what happens there. But they're instituting medical martial law, not in the Constitution. It's not a power given. It's not given to the legislature to do that junk. Now, if you look back far enough, you realize that it's kind of a scheme that was set up for United States officers, retirement program for people in the federal sector. Well, what they've done is it allowed everybody to become a part of the federal sector by filling in the silly SS-5 form or the SS-4 form. For now, you're an employer in the federal sector. Now those who become your employees are now available to get into this federal sector. But that being that it is, what's happened there is, the Postal Service. I said, all that stuff isn't in the Constitution, but they've kind of got away with it incrementally. The post office functions are in the Constitution. Why don't we? Which bill is the Postal Service martial law? Where's the bill imposing that everybody needs to buy a certain amount of stamps in 2010? I'm really getting the heebie-jeebies over this, folks. Think about this. Where's the Postal Service martial law that requires everybody in America, whether you want to be affiliated with using the Postal Service or not, to spend a certain amount of money for stamps right now? Because guess what? The Postal Service, which is mentioned in the Constitution, is just falling apart. You're losing access. They're having trouble functioning. Why don't they have medical martial law? Postal Service martial law. It's in the Constitution. It's something to think about. You know, what a stimulus package, huh? You can just invest in more employees in the Postal Service. Maybe you could give free, everybody gets Postal Service, a certain amount of Postal Service determined by a certain committee that figures out what the generally accepted Postal Service standards ought to be. Everybody gets free Postal Service, but everybody has to buy into the Postal Service participation plan and have real-time financial responsibility evidence to see if you're eligible for a certain Postal Service. So when you go up to the Postal Service window, that's essentially what medical martial law bill is doing, so that every time with your ID card you go to the post office and there make sure you've paid up your particular financial funds, depending on your income level that must be exposed and tracked, to make sure that you're paying the appropriate societal postal needs. At least that function of government's in the Constitution. I hope I've riled somebody. Our number here is 888-850-1872.